This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM or 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Since the racially motivated murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina last year, governments are reexamining Confederate symbols and imagery in public spaces. In Jefferson County, the local NAACP chapter called for the removal of 2 murals in the county courthouse. Painted in the 1930s, one shows a tall white woman standing above slaves in a cotton field. The county commission responded by creating a 17-member commission to make recommendations on the mural's future. Ashley Cleek explains to WBHM's Rachel Lindley the committee's goals.
The point of the committee is to really take 120 days and discuss these murals, discuss what they mean, where they should be, why they were created, where they should go, how the courthouse should look.
And who's on the committee?
The committee is 2 commission members, Commissioner Joe Knight and Commissioner Sandra Little Brown, and then they picked members of the community who either would have a stake in the murals or have an opinion about the murals. So there are pastors, community leaders from Trustville to West End, all the way across. They're really just people who would have their finger on the pulse of their community.
It's a diverse committee, as you say, and not everybody on the committee agrees about what should be done with these murals.
Sure. So I spoke with Commissioner Joe Knight, and he's against removing the murals. For one, he's not sure they can be removed. For two, he's worried that if they are removed, they're going to be damaged.
Personally, I don't think I have the authority to go and start destroying 85-year-old art, but I'm hearing both ways on it, but the prevailing view in my district is like, look, why don't you leave them up, but add to them to give the historical perspective.
Pastor Gwen Webb is also a member of the committee, a former policewoman activist. She first noticed the murals when she went in with a school group from D.C. of high school kids who looked at the murals and started crying. So Gwen Webb spoke with me about how, you know, fine, it's art, fine, it's old, but it really has no place in the halls of justice.
You can't expect justice when you're looking up and seeing black people in masses still picking cotton. This is not the image of the new Birmingham, Alabama. This is not the image that people should see when they walk into the Jefferson County Courthouse.
They're meeting this Thursday. They've had a few meetings so far. What's happened up to now?
So up to now, it's really just been a kind of an open-ended discussion. I think the most interesting thing that's happened is that they've been given this sheet of historical documents about the murals, letters between the artist and the county commission at the time. So far, nothing has been decided.
So what do we know about the original intent of the county commission at that time when they were working with the artists on this mural? We're talking about now, to be clear, 1931.
Yeah, so it's 1931. Birmingham is a lot of money. It's a wealthy city. Jefferson County is a wealthy county. It's a new courthouse. So they want murals to decorate the walls. Through an architecture firm in Chicago, they contract a really famous muralist, a man named John Norton. And they ask him to do 2 murals, one representing the Old South, one representing the New South. The interesting part about the letters is you really see how involved the county commission was in not only commissioning the murals, but really in every aspect of how they were designed. So the first letter in the packet is from September 1931. And Norton, the artist in Chicago, and the county commission kind of go back and forth. The county commission is very interested in details, so interested in that the connectors on the rail cars coming out of the coal mine should be of a certain shape. And then, of course, there's the way that they wanted the murals to look. They wanted it to be representative of gentility, and specifically white gentility, in the South. So they had a lot of comments about the nose on the female mural. They didn't want it to look, quote, too Semitic. They had a lot of comments about the stature. In the Old South mural, there are, at the bottom portion, there are slaves in a cotton field and a sugarcane field. And they commented that the women, the female slaves, looked too muscular and not lazy enough. Now, these are like quotes from the actual letter. So you can really see how not only were they very detail-oriented, but they had a certain way that they wanted to portray Jefferson County's history.
And reviewing these letters will be part of what they take into consideration when deciding what happens to these murals.
Yeah, definitely. Two different people have commented that these letters had a big impact on how they viewed the murals and how they viewed the creation of the murals.
The committee meets this Thursday, and then what happens next? When will we know the fate of the murals in the Jefferson County Courthouse?
So no specific date has been given. The committee originally said it would be 120 days. So it depends on if you count weekends or not. If you count weekends, it'll be sometime in March. If you don't count weekends, sometime in May.
That's Ashley Cleek speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley about the Jefferson County Mural Committee.